Now let's talk a little bit about this spilling over into Canada here, Darrell. Our Bank of Canada has responded to what we're seeing in the U.S. here?
Well, they did, but you'll notice that the rate cut was only a quarter of a point, Ray, much, much lower than what the U.S. Rate cut was. So what that's looking to be then is that we are going to actually have higher rates in Canada than in the United States. It was the other way around not so long ago. So with a higher rate environment in Canada, that's going to have an impact on our Canadian dollar as well. We have sold the Canadian dollar off recently, but if we maintain a higher interest rate spread and we certainly have a better fiscal position in the United States, that would be supportive for our dollar.
So I guess some underpinnings to our dollar here, this will keep it from falling too far, Darrell?
Well, that'll be my assessment. In previous broadcasts, we said the par level should be a significant level for the dollar to rotate about here in the month ahead. We are below it right now, just around the 98-cent level. Sold off here during the past week or so as a result of this financial crisis and these concerns about interest rates. But seeing now that it's starting to stabilize here this morning, actually up a little bit on the day, Ray.
What about the impact of this U.S. downturn in their economy spilling over to Canada here, Darrell? Do we have much concern about that?
Well, it's certainly a concern for the manufacturing industry in eastern Canada, which is a very large export trade. If consumer demand is supposed to fall in the United States, that should reduce the demand for Canadian manufactured products. So that's a concern. But as far as the natural resource economy, you know, to date anyways, Ray, you know, it doesn't seem to be having a big impact in that sector, which is mostly a Western Canadian phenomenon. So it depends what side of the country you're on.
Darrell, then what about this impact on our commodity markets, on our wheat and oilseed prices? Do you see this having much influence at all?
Well, if it were to escalate, it would, and it has to do with, you know, the interconnectedness of financial markets. Of course, people that have positions in the stock markets, if they're financing those positions, would have to raise more capital with the value of those positions going down, and they may well decide to take monies from the commodity markets where they have accumulated some capital in that sector. So we could have some cross-movement of funds from one sector to the other, but at the present time, we're still in an overall bullish uptrend. It would take more than one day down, Ray, to change that scenario.
Yeah, I guess all throughout January, basically, we've heard lots of talk about the strength that should be there for our grain and oilseed markets through the remainder of the year. You still see that being entrenched, Darrell?
Well, the overall trend is still higher, Ray, but as you know, in any previous bull cycle, there will come a time where all of that bullish fundamental is already built into the market. And it'll be an issue then of whether you can attract any more new or fresh capital into the market. That would be the first signal that we've discounted all of the friendly information, would be a withdrawal of capital from the market or the inability to raise more capital in the market. This afternoon, there will be a commitment to traders report coming out of the CFTC. We'll have a pretty good idea as to whether the positions of the market are getting larger or smaller.
But up until this point, you haven't seen that capital being pulled out?
Not to date, Ray. If you need any further information, contact Darrell at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website keystonetrading.com, Market Minute.